La Jolla Art and Wine Festival.
All right. In terms of capacity, I see a limited amount of outreach to a multiplicity of audiences. The main purpose of La Jolla Art and Wine Festival is to raise funds for the public schools of La Jolla and to bring arts back to La Jolla, the idea of funding public schools through public money that is designated to further the arts and culture of our city, is an inappropriate use of that money.
Is that a policy concern? Because this application has been vetted in the sense that you're seeing it because it's considered a viable application. So Lori, are you responding to the material comment?
Yes,
okay.
Capacity.
Okay.
Who is the audience? They said they have not been able to reach audiences beyond 10 miles of where this occurs.
Okay.
They have tried and have not been able to. And I know they're saying they're going to try to do that, but as of yet, that hasn't happened. So to me, in terms of capacity, they're reaching a limited audience that includes supporting the companies and businesses of La Jolla. So.
Okay.
It would have been nice if they said they wanted to going to reach 40,000 people. How many people would have been there on a daily basis had this not happened? And they didn't address that at all.
Okay, so we can't say it would have been nice if. I'm really sorry that we have to go through it this way. I know it's awkward, but please, material and non-material comments. What is lacking from the application? Evidence of what?
There's evidence with the 40,000 because they're saying they mention it, that they mention they're trying to reach more people. They have some conflicts because they've, a couple places they mentioned 40,000, or that they've increased to 45, but then they say they only got 40. There's some incorrect statements on the actual worksheet that they filled out.
Okay.
As far as that 40 that you
so that's
there is no evidence in this application that they're bringing 40,000 additional people into La Jolla for this event.
How are they tracking that?
Yeah, there is no evidence that they're bringing 40,000 extra people.
They don't show how they're tracking it.
Yeah, and there is no evidence of who the artists are.
Yeah, in terms of quality, there's no evidence of quality of artists other than they're saying that they're emerging, that they're established artists, but they don't say who the jurors are, so we don't know that there's any quality in who the jurors are. Mm-hmm. They don't mention some of the artists and their qualifications, so we know that there are 50 artists, but there's no mention of what kind of quality these artists are.
In addition to that, they tell us the details. They use an online jurying system. That's fine.
Yeah.
The jurors, who they tout are experts, selected in March. We never know who they are. There's no mention of them. There is not, even in the additional materials that were submitted, there is no list of artists. On the program or the poster, there is no list of artists. They talk about engaging UCSD faculty or staff in that effort, but again, we don't know who they are or what they are, so we have no evidence.
Can we come back to that comment? Because I don't think Lori's quite through with hers.
Okay.
We were going to go around.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought we were going to go around and do it like we do it like a regular.
I'm flexible.
Okay. All right then.
No, we were just. I concur completely. And there is no evidence of the artistic quality or artists at all.
In terms of the budget. There's no evidence of, one of their purposes is to raise money for public school. I could not find where they say how much is contributed to public schools. Did anyone else find that amount?
They did mention, they did mention they've given over $500,000 to four nearby.
Over 4 years.
Benefiting public schools, but it doesn't say which schools. Doesn't give you much detail on to who's getting the money. That's what I have this question.
And that's over a 4 year or 6 year period?
Over 6 years, yeah.
6 years, but they didn't say, like, this on this budget season, you know, there's 55,000 surplus. So did all of that 55,000 go to the schools? Did any of that?
What schools?
It doesn't say.
Schools?
On page 14, it does show that they are decreasing their contributions to the schools, even though they predict revenues the same as last year.
What is that an indicator of?
It was telling me that was their primary purpose for this event, was to raise money for the public schools. The amount that they're raising is predicted to be the same, but they're going to be decreasing the amount contributed because they're going to be paying more to a management firm, a substantial amount more. $24,657 to pay an event production company.
So does that tie back as a strength or a weakness to capacity or project quality or budget notes?
I think it's pointing to a fact that I don't have the right worksheet, but the project, you know, the project itself is to plan and raise money for public schools, show art in La Jolla. They kept talking about the art like it was substantial, and the money raised would go to a good cause, which was public schools. Not enough mentioned about what each school was getting.
Right. So there's not enough evidence
children,
in terms of their budget of what their end product is.
Okay.
It doesn't
talk
about the number of children served, the
particular programs isn't great.
Okay.
Program, it talks about giving it to science and art and music, but how and how is it, who is it serving?
What about the CCSD goal?
Yeah. I think it's number 3 or 4 that says, I found no evidence of number 3. The project, the goal is increased opportunities for diverse populations to share their heritages and cultures. I didn't find any evidence.
So they said that they were going to meet number 3, and then you're saying that they didn't show any evidence
no,
of meeting it.
No, they did not.
Did they show evidence of meeting any of the other goals that they maybe should have selected instead?
Okay, so of the goals that they stated, the first was that they made quality arts and culture activities more available and accessible in the city of San Diego neighborhoods. I can't see how that goal is met.
Okay.
It's only in one neighborhood, and it is a neighborhood that has a lot of art.
Okay.
Major cultural institutions in that neighborhood. The second goal, I think, is they probably meet, which is to contribute to strengthening of communities by promoting neighborhood pride and or facilitating cooperation among individuals. But then their third goal is improving San Diego's reputation as a desirable place to live. I'm just not, because we don't have enough evidence of who where the numbers are that this is bringing in that many tourists, or they talk about that in the article, but there's no evidence of number of tourists and number of people that are deciding that La Jolla is wonderful because of this festival.
Yeah.
Didn't they mention a survey that they did in that survey, they changed the way they're marketing their newspaper outreach because of the survey they did. But it didn't mention any real numbers from the survey. Who came from where? I didn't get that.
I think what they were trying to determine from that survey how people learned about the festival. And what they learned was that people did not learn about it through their newspaper advertising. And therefore, they decided not to use the newspaper as part of their budget anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but there's nothing that they weren't drawing from their audience information, or they didn't tell us what information they gathered regarding number of tourists, number of people. But we do know that the majority of the people are within 10 miles, so it's hard to believe that from, but it's hard to understand from what they presented that this is somehow improving San Diego's reputation.
Okay.
So I really only think they need one of their three goals, and for a project that's spending up over $140,000, and also in a neighborhood where that goal is not not meeting the needs of the greater city of San Diego. I just do not believe that they have met three goals.
I believe they only have to meet one.
No, because they have a budget over 100,000.
Oh, really? Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
And that's why there is three goals, isn't it? If it's over 100, you have three goals.
You have three goals. They're not meeting three goals.
That's what it says.
Material comments?
Can I also say that they say their target population are La Jolla merchants, residents, and school parents. So that, again, conflicts with the idea that their goal is in any way
to reach out
and to a broader audience. They also said for the festival to be successful, the merchants need to be happy, which does not suggest a artistic quality goal.
The merchants are paying them to have their booths, and that's part of their income. And
Okay. Further, we've touched on all the criteria. Are there further material comments for La Jolla Art and Wine Festival?
I would comment one thing in their favor. The festival is free, and that is material evidence of...
It's free to go to, but there's not much that you get from the free experience. Most everything you have to buy once you get there.
What they've done, though, Jason, is the most expensive part of the event. The people that go there, they get in free, but then you have to pay to get into the wine garden, which is what it is. It's a wine and art. You have to pay to get into this where the art and the wine is. You have to pay to... to get in there.
And just to be clear, is that in the application, what you just said?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never been there before. That's just what I'm reading.
They do have, to Jason's point, they have the La Jolla marching band so that you could see without paying. And they have maybe a couple other entertainers and a family fun area. I don't think you have to pay for that portion, but the main event is the beer and wine and food garden, and that is all requires.
There was no description. Well, they talked about the art making part of it and the circus performance, but we don't get a description. There is no evidence of how those are presented, whether there was a stage for the circus performers, whether there was an area, an art making area or not. I mean, it was lacking in those kind of details.
So is that speaking to project quality?
Yes.
I found it very confusing. They list here other income for 2014. $39,000 for the beer and wine, $25,000 for the silent auction, $5,000 for merchant ads, and yet on their budget notes, they only include $59,000 in 2014, and those numbers exceed 59. So I'm not sure that you know, for me, I have questioned the budget notes that are listed in the application completely.
Because it seems inconsistent.
Well, it is inconsistent. Okay. It doesn't add up. I mean, it adds up to a significantly different number in this chart from what they're showing here. And maybe the date is incorrect. I don't know. Maybe it's 2015, but even if it's 2015, it's wrong.
Okay.
I thought initially it was a typo, but it's wrong even if it's a typo.
Okay.
I'm also a little confused about how they calculated the $47,000 request for CCSD fundings in 2016.
Okay, so let's leave that off the table because the way they calculate their request is driven by our formula. So we've had this same problem with other organizations' applications, and that's really a factor related to our formula.
But it's a significant factor in them coming up with a budget for 2016. If they're using that number, they can't possibly get to this number down here in an effective manner based on what they've described.
Okay.
So I don't think it's irrelevant.
Is the number arrived at based on contributed, or is based on revenue just like it is for the other organizations?
I don't think it is the same.
Okay.
I don't think it is the same.
Well, to tag on to what John says in terms of the budget notes, but not only in the budget notes, but in other areas of the application, you know, there is evidence that they are managing the festival has moved clearly from a volunteer effort to hiring professional staff. Yeah. And then they tell us here that the full service event producer will dedicate a professional versus the entry level service we were getting, which will help us do a better job of managing rentals and offset a 10% increase. I mean, one problem leads to another, it seems, in this application. Last year's revenues, quote, increased 6% because we raised artist booth rentals by $50 and raised ticket prices in the wine and beer garden with additional costs due to the increased footprint. Insurance, city permits. We cannot do that this year, so revenues will be relatively flat. We realize that will reduce our contribution to the school. The board feels this, it is necessary to sustain the event. I don't think, for me, that's evidence of inadequate planning and management. I mean, if you're predicting that it's going to be flat, well, how is this a way to operate?
Okay.
Well, predicting flat happens a lot if you don't. I mean,
but accepting that it's flat, despite the fact that it's affecting your main mission,
exactly, it's problematic.
They're not talking about how they're
going to
fix it.
Jason, did you have further comments?
No.
Macedonio, do you have further comments?
I just have one comment. I mean, I pretty much agree with everything that's being said here, but the only question I had, it says here that that profits raised from festival benefit underfunded programs for local public elementary schools. So they're saying for local. I don't know if they mean right there in La Jolla or outside of there. I don't know too many schools in La Jolla that are underfunded. You know, so I would just like to know what schools they're making reference to. I'm just curious.
I think they do tell you that it's Bird Rock.
Yeah, oh, right. Did they really?
They do.
Oh, I missed that.
It is all La Jolla schools.
The four.
It is all
okay.
La Jolla schools.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no other schools besides La Jolla.
Okay. Okay, let's begin the ranking. I'll ask Commissioner Baza to please begin the ranking.
2+.
Commissioner Arteaga.
3.
Commissioner Mitchell.
2, or I'm not sure, what is our lowest rank? 2-.
2+.
3.
2.
Does the panel want to offer non-material comments to the La Jolla Art and Wine Festival?
Well, I'd like to say I think it sounds like a lovely event, and I think that what they're doing for their own community is wonderful, and I'm sure it's, you know, a nice event. I think that to be asking for city funds for this program, they need to find ways to help the broader community and consider ways that areas that really do have less art, areas that don't have that much access to La Jolla, how could they get there more easily? There needs to be more things that people coming from less served communities can get there and have some sort of quality time while they're there. So I think that if they want to get money from the city, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. I would comment that although there's a lot of merit in the funding from this festival going towards La Jolla schools, which is great, it's bothersome that this is purely a La Jolla-centric event for La Jolla merchants, and the one channel of communication that it seems they had to the other districts was the newspaper, which they decided to pull, which effectively cuts off all communication outside of that district, and they didn't mention any alternative means of reaching those other districts, whether it's social media or anything like that. And I would hope they would look into a replacement for the ineffective newspaper outreach that they were doing, as opposed to just dropping it and saying, oh, well, you will just worry about La Jolla moving forward.
Yeah. Further non-material comments for this organization? Okay,
I wish they would be clear about what they really, the progress they were making, if they were making one. I thought that it was a poorly written application,
yes, agreed,
frankly. They need to hire a grant writer to help them write this application.
Maybe this event person will help them.
I didn't think it worked. You know, and I find it a little, you know, and I understand CCSD projects are essentially to promote communities. They're not really laid out to benefit the entire city. They're laid out for specific communities. And I appreciate that at La Jolla, but I'm not sure a $40,000 wine and beer garden is something. They should find another way to promote this if they're going to apply for city funds other than a wine and beer garden.
I think that this has been going on from what I read. You know, I think it started in 2009.
Right.
And having the neighborhood centric, I think we do fund neighborhood where it just helps the neighborhood. But I think to be specific on how it's helping underserved individuals, because there are La Jolla schools that they, even if it's private, where maybe there's scholarships that they could fund. I don't know, I'm just trying to think of a suggestion on if they're wanting to keep it in the neighborhood, which we do have neighborhood things. They have to really be sharp on their financial, their numbers are not adding up. I noticed that the total number that they say are attending, there's different numbers that they say, and their words don't match the numbers.
Okay.
I would highly recommend that in future applications, the organization really give us all the information that illuminates with evidence how art and culture figures into it. We have no evidence whatsoever. And while it is, and additionally, I would say, since they are a partner with the Merchants Association, the Merchants Association is a longstanding La Jolla group, which I'm familiar with. But that said, we have no way of tracking the numbers or the allusion that they make to overnight stays and good for the hotel. And I'm all for business. I'm in business. And I think that this is could be a nice marriage, but we don't have evidence. We don't have sufficient evidence.
Okay. Okay, that concludes the review for La Jolla Art and Wine Festival.